we're only starting 6 minutes late. It's GRD's Weekly. Indeed, GRD's Weekly episode
273.
Nobody ever knows.
I'm close.
Nobody ever 274? Knows. That's fun. No, we did 271. We did that one. It's the palindrome at 272. Woo!
I was close.
Welcome. We are live at RavenCon. That's so special. You guys are so good at this. It's like you've been to a con before. We are not in Richmond, Virginia, because it's not there anymore. I keep wanting to say that. We're in Williamsburg. We're singing. We're dancing. We're doing the instant jig. The folks bringing it to you today, to my left, it's the one and only Podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
If you're lonely, just do what I do. Choke the chicken. If that doesn't work, I masturbate.
Next in will be the lovely and talented Flintstress. It does get really dirty really fast. There, the music's on. Now you can hear things. The gentleman there making his return appearance to the show. The man that knows how to get through life, that's saucy.
It's like the old saying goes, if you want to make an omelet, you have to compromise all of your principles.
See?
Why not? Indeed. What are principles?
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. Our special guest, who last night, somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning, woke up and said, I want to do a podcast, it would be MJ.
Unfortunately, she's too young to understand that you're a cautionary tale.
That's completely okay.
Down at the end, our very special guest joining us, author, cool guy, someone you want to dance with. You just had this weird look when I said that. Have you danced with John before?
Many times.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, he's magnificent. Light on his toes.
Mr. John Hart is the man who agreed to do this show for one reason and one reason only.
I'm naked the whole time.
Naked the whole time. Everybody sees everything. Ass, pecs, the whole enchilada.
I'm in.
Okay, and hi. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Showtime. Right after I apply some eyeliner.
No, I'm looking stylish. So
I'm gonna miss Powerless.
Thank you, RavenCon, for having us back. It's time to get to it. Somebody, what have you been doing, geeky, yo?
Well, watching shows like Powerless, which is where some of those quotes were from. We really like Powerless. Too bad it's canceled, but whatever.
Well, it's not canceled. Not it's removed canceled. From the schedule, which essentially means canceled.
Let's all remember, Grace Under Fire is still on hiatus. True story. True story. Never got canceled. Never got canceled.
We're also catching up on all of our... We watch all the CW superhero shows, so but we've been behind for forever. But we finally saw the musical Crossover. I know, right? I think there were commercials for Valentine's Day playing. Maybe not quite that bad. But that was pretty fun. I didn't care for Barry's song at the end so much, but their duet where they were dancing was really fun. And then the John Barrowman, the other two dads... trio, that was also pretty fun as well.
I kind of enjoyed the song at the end because I thought it was awesome for a change. Barry and Iris actually had chemistry.
Honestly, wow. I'm sorry, it's gross and incestuous, well, and always will be.
Keep in mind, I'm from North Carolina, so I know what I'm saying when I say this. That was the most romantic, incestuous thing I've ever seen on TV.
And that bar's pretty high.
Very, very, very high. They grew up together.
Hello.
He calls him his kid. They're brother and sister.
Well, think about it. When they get married, Joe's going to have to pull double duty walking both of them down the aisle to give them away.
I don't understand. That's so weird. Yes. Sorry.
And we're watching Archer. Obviously. Ooh. We're caught up on Archer, and Archer is just a great show. I really like this dreamland because everybody is the, who they are, but then they're also, yes, but then they're also who Archer thinks they are. So it's kind of like a caricature of all of the different characters, but I'm having a good time.
High five. Oh, don't go for the eyeball, girl.
No. Could you give Saucy some show
of us? The eyeballs.
I've been doing a gazillion other geeky things, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Rich?
Well, I watched Suicide Squad finally, and it was not as bad as everybody said.
No, it's not. Now, it's a fun time.
It was not good.
No.
It was not great, but it was a solid movie.
Academy Award winning Suicide Squad.
Academy Award winning Suicide Squad.
Jesus. Wait, what?
Academy Award winning.
For what, craft services?
It doesn't matter. You're still a winner, baby.
Okay, fair
enough.
You're
still a winner.
Also, catching up on Powerless, which, of course, again, is sad because it is pulled from the schedule. So good. The first couple, if you haven't seen Powerless, the first couple episodes were a little clunky because they were trying to figure out what the heck they were doing. But then, boom, after that, they were just firing on all cylinders. Was prepping for a show that we did Thursday. It was a, for those of you who don't know me, I also MC burlesque under the name Richie Munster. And was preparing for a DC Comics burlesque show. I personally was dressed as Commissioner Gordon, where I'm kind of a bigger guy, so I looked more like Bullock and the love child between Bullock and Paul Blart Mall Cop. But I still went out there and did it anyway. That was a lot of fun.
Harv Blart?
Harv Blart. Bullart. That just doesn't.
You should see a doctor. Sounds, you have the Harv Blart.
Yeah. And then also prepping for the Nerdvana's and Riot Kittens Animazement show, which is also a burlesque show. It's geek anime burlesque. It is, I think we call it Animazement 3, The Revenge of the Otaku, which is always fun because I don't watch anime. And I always tell the audience that I don't watch anime. And so I and it's such an easy gag to get everybody to cheer for each of the performers that come up and whatnot, because I basically say, based on the amount of your applause, I will know if it's a real thing. I don't know. These performers could be BSing me and just make something up like Vampire Sweeper Steve. And it's like, yeah,
love
sure.
That's a good show.
Sounds, you know, sounds plausible. And I've been playing the, because I am always playing catch up when it comes to video games and whatnot. I am still. Oh, man, I am balls deep in Skyrim, and I love it. It is such a fantastic game, and I just – it's great because I'm just like, I'm going to sit down for 15 minutes because I'm just going to finish this one quest, and then like
– 3 hours later.
A squirrel on coke with ADD, I'm just like, I've got more side quests, and it's 14 hours later, and I'm just like, I probably got to go to work now. But it is such a fun game. I love it. This has been my Geeky Sweet.
Where MJ has her geeky sweet.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
What have you been doing geeky?
Say cuckoo, harajuku. Harajuku.
Oh, yeah. What else? You watch Mickey?
Yeah, yes. No. Yes. No, it's really been about cuckoo, harajuku.
Blaze and the Monster Machines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you go to the park today?
Yeah. But cuckoo, harajuku is this, like, Japan pop sort of like little kids show, but it's super fun and she really likes it.
If
it's
you
totally
saw
kawaii.
Saturday Night Live and then do the J-pop wow thing. It's if someone did a cartoon with that mindset, co-created by and executive produced by, theme song sung by Gwen Stefani. There you go.
What?
True story. True story. It's weird, and it will teach you as a parent, as soon as a cartoon goes off, hit stop, because if you watch the commercials between them, you'll end up watching something like Cuckoo Harajuku.
I don't hate it, but it's not great.
Doesn't suck is not a good review. We learned that with Fantastic Four. We learned that. There you go.
Ooh, Cuckoo Harakaiju. That I would watch.
I would watch the hell out of that.
I want to see a kid's show. Like, think about it. Like, the Little Heroes version of Pacific Rim.
She has never heard that word before and never will.
As long as we're crossing them, can I have Keanu Harajuku?
That was fun.
Just for fairness.
Okay, Saucy.
I have fallen desperately behind on everything.
Saucy lives in the woods now.
So much so that I got a Hulu subscription just to catch up. Because a lot of their stuff is on like a few days after, of course, which I didn't know, but apparently it is. Other than that, I've been working a lot and dealing with a desperately long line of vehicle troubles from fuel pumps all the way to there's a wire loose somewhere.
Good luck finding it. Hey.
Right. Yeah, I know, right?
We've said that about Rich for years.
Hi-o!
Hey, you son of a...
Laugh track. Yeah.
It's gardening season, so I've been doing that a lot. I've been planting some potatoes and tomatoes and stuff, and lots more to do. Lots more to do.
Hold the phone. Cool. Good job.
And that has been his geeky sweet.
I have a specific sort of tasks.
Sean,
which
so most of my geekdom lately has been professional wrestling because WrestleMania was just over and highly mediocre. You know what you say? Doesn't suck is not a good review.
Yeah.
That's my WrestleMania review. It didn't
suck. That's right, brother.
But I'm watching a lot of NXT and catching up on some old ECW on the WWE Network, which you can subscribe to for only $9.99 a month. Wait.
What?
And I'm writing a lot. I'm working on new books all the time because that's what pays the bills. And I'm reading a lot of Valiant comics because I just did the South Carolina Comic Con and Valiant had a big booth and they had 6 straight paperbacks for $20. So
wow.
I'm up on that. I'm reading Faith and Britannia, which is a
gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith.
In Britannia.
Ooh. And Britannia's a new Peter Milligan comic, so if you're into any of that old, really weird, crazy Peter Milligan stuff, you can get new, crazy, weird Peter Milligan stuff from Valiant. So
I think we talked about it on the long box, didn't we?
That sounds right.
Yeah, so that was pretty exciting. And then, you know, it's con season, so Jordan Con was last weekend, and now I'm here, but I have nothing until Con Carolinas, and then I have four cons in 8 weeks. So
wow. I thought you did a lot of cons.
Like, yeah, not nearly.
Rich is at most of those.
Yeah, well, true. I'll bring the hand sanitizer.
Stalker.
Almost as many as Shaka Con.
Oh, see what you did there?
Wow.
You happy with that, what you did there? Oh, wow, no, she's going to leave. Oh, my God. She's going to walk right out.
Funny
things. Did you really want the... Did you want that?
For those listening at home, a middle finger is being presented.
Cool. Well, I've seen the film Mr. Holmes. This is the one with...
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
How is it?
I kind of think you have to be a Sherlock Holmes person. I think you really
do. You kind of are, though, right?
If you're not, I really can't tell you. If you are, it's quite awesome. It fits into everything. I love the idea that 221B is just an address that Watson put in there to throw people off from where he really lived. Little stuff like that. But it's Holmes' last case. He's an old man. He's taking care of the bees. There's a case that he had.
I loved that movie.
Right?
And I'm only kind of a Holmes guy, but I'm an Ian McKellen guy.
See, Ian McKellen is quite fantastic as Mr. Holmes. But it involves the last case that Holmes did before just retiring, and his friendship with a young boy as he is now starting to lose his mind a little bit. It's horribly tragic. It's not fun in any capacity, but damn, it was a good time, and I figured I'd bring it up here.
It's a beautiful movie.
No, because I'm going to go to it like this. I look at all these films, and people hate me for this. I will judge a film how good it is based on which one would I want to watch again first. I would rather watch Suicide Squad again first than Mr. Holmes.
Because it doesn't punch you in the feels, right?
And again, I would rather watch Suicide Squad again first before Civil War. I understand the hatred. That's fine. Nobody hated that.
Damn. No, I hated that.
It isn't that people hated it. They're assuming that you do not mean Marvel's Avengers or Captain America Civil War.
No, I'm talking about the actual Civil War.
Guns
and Roses.
North versus South.
Or the Ken Burns documentary, which is like 47 hours long.
Yeah, exactly.
It's longer than Batman versus Superman.
You know, I'm going to take a controversial stance here, but I think I'd rather watch Suicide Nation Suicide Squad than Birth of a Nation, but that's just me. Like, I don't know what that is. A weird scale, man.
The original or the remake?
Yeah, the original.
Okay. Well, no, that's not a good movie. Well, okay, it's an influential movie. Anyway, I also rewatched Godzilla Final Wars right after Mr. Holmes, oddly enough, because I do interesting double features. And on a thematic scale,
a palate cleanser.
They all sort of work the same.
They're cultural really whiplash you get from something like that.
I'm telling you. And if you've been listening to The Daily Show, you've heard me gush about it enough, but let me say again, MST is back.
Yes! Yeah! Hey, sweet energy!
And like you, it started, and I was like, okay. And then you heard the robots' voices and Servo, and I'm like, okay, I'm not sure. They start watching the movie. I'm like, okay, I'm having a good time. And then we come back for our first, what used to be going to commercial break. Mm-hmm. And then the magic happened. Every country has a monster. And when that moment happened, it's MST. It's MST. They're purists. They're Mike or nothing. That's fine. We love you anyway.
They were like, they said there'd be prizes.
Well, there will be. There will be. Only for the people that are going to stay and make it work for it.
Yeah. In fairness, I think one of them didn't have a whole lot of time left. So
that's
fine. He's got to make the most.
You mean ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's old.
Well, thank you for spending your little bit of
He's old. He was waiting to find out which candy company or detergent company was sponsoring the show.
You
want to
get down?
The lesson is don't believe a DRD Live.
Yeah.
Progress, because then we're going to talk about your app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We will talk about
your app. Did anyone get their picture? They could be like the picture with the...
Chasing the dragon
joke. Oh, the heroin clap joke? Oh, my God. So 3-4 years ago, I think it was, we had my drinking buddy, Larry Elmore, was there. Mm. We're at Mysticon doing a show, and I don't remember how it even happened. don't remember how it happened, but a Chasing the Dragon moment happened, and people started clapping out, and I was like, oh, no, we need a heroin clap, And a mom and her 12-year-old kid got up and started walking out, and I'm like, what? She's like, language. I'm like, English? And she just kept going.
It's like, we're trying to help you out by talking to your kids about drugs. Yeah. Do them, kids.
Your kids should learn about it in a friendly, open environment.
Exactly, exactly. And in fact, I mean, we were more than happy to include them. We were going to help tie it off for them, too, but just...
No, the addiction, not the no people, please.
Oh, is that what you... Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's see. Closing out my silly list, I have now seen the finale of Bates Motel. I have been a big fan of this show for a long, long time. And if you've been listening to The Daily Show, a couple weeks back I said, I love this show, but I have no idea what the hell they're doing anymore. Because everything was leading up to the moment where Psycho still could have happened. Still could have happened. And then there came a moment where Psycho couldn't have happened. And then there came the last episode where I'm sitting there like, well, that is an amazing ending to this show. But that's not how this goes.
And it is killing me to be behind.
Yeah, he's behind, so I'm not going to tell you
about the walrus. I don't know if I just missed the last episode or the last two.
That's how I feel about
it. I think you would know if you saw the last episode. There's really...
No, I know I didn't see the last one.
Oh, there you go.
But I don't know if it's just the last one or the last two episodes.
Well, you need to get your shit together.
And I missed the ending of Walking Dead.
Did you miss it, though?
I don't know.
Did you?
That season wasn't great.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is a freaking delight, and every time he plays a psychotic, I'm
working
I'd love
on
him.
Watching the whole series because I kind of timed in as they were leaving the prison.
Yeah, they did.
And
yeah.
I finally went back and watched
Are we talking about Bates Motel still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you need to finish that. The fun thing is, I introduced Saucy to the world of Norman Bates.
Right.
And I'm very happy to tell you this. He had never seen Psycho, but he didn't know either. So
wow.
He's
right?
The second.
I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
I had no clue.
It's rare to find somebody nowadays, right?
I knew the shadow and the music. Because that's everybody knows the shadow. But that's all I knew.
So he is one of three people in my lifetime I have watched this film with who have never seen it. And if you ever get this joy, there is nothing like watching somebody at that wonderful moment that still gets me to this day where he's standing there waiting for the car to go in and it stops halfway in the swamp. And he's like, oh my, and you feel so bad for him. And the same thing, he's like, oh my God, this poor guy, he's just trying. You feel so much for Norman Bates. And without knowing that, I didn't know if that was just me, but you know, I've had three people now I've watched it with who've been like, oh my God, that just blows them away as well.
And so, you guys were super into it too. Cause I know I came over to your guys' house one time, knocked on the door. Nobody answered. All I heard was you guys saying, go away, baiting.
Yeah. Yeah. We were baiting boy.
That's right. That's an Idiocracy.
Hit him with the
crit.
Yeah.
It's all right. Not everyone seen it. We learned that at the cult movies panel this morning. Indeed. We did. Indeed. We did.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, see, I thought you were actually saying something. I forget we have two shows going on simultaneously.
We do.
That we do have the baby show.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement bed. I mean, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Go get the app.
Yay!
It's just that simple. Get the app. You have your own bell you get to carry around. Did I even hit the bell when we started this damn thing?
Yeah.
GeekRadioDaily.com.
There it is! We hit the bell. It's just that simple. Also, you should go to our YouTube page. Go to YouTube, search Geek Radio Daily, find it, subscribe. Once we have 100 subscribers, we have a really cool URL. And there's stuff there now. There's a cartoon. How's that new cartoon coming?
Well, so the Netflix cartoon for this month is going to be slightly delayed because of a miscommunication.
Because we can't follow directions.
I admit that the mistakes were made, that my instructions weren't clear enough. Instead of reading off the titles that were bolded, thereby making it only about 60 cover art that I would have to find for each of the movies, unfortunately, 147, the entire list were read. And I haven't had that much time.
He said he punched it up. He told me, he's like, you know, the list was so huge, so I went in, I culled some stuff out. So I look at this list, and there are titles that are not bold and some that are bold. And I'm like, oh, so you want us to switch it up, you know, so she'll do the unbold, I'll do the bold. Wow, that's a long-ass list.
It took us 6 hours to record.
Just imagine what you cut out.
Did it really?
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't communicate all that, so
podcasters didn't know what they were talking about.
Debating, but in fairness, it's going to be going on YouTube, so that's probably where the breakdown was. But so we are looking for to be able to create, you know, additional content as well. In fact, over this hiatus, we've had two things drop on the YouTube channel.
Intentionally.
Yeah, on purpose this time. The first one was the original pilot for the GRD News, which is the GRD News segments. Those are available exclusively to our Patreon subscribers, but I dropped the pilot version that I sent to Billy, said, hey, wouldn't this be neat?
I'll be like, oh my God, I'm a cartoon. Yes, it would.
It's true. Last Wednesday, and then this coming Wednesday, we're also looking to eventually do some little sketches for online. And so I think the first one is a very special GRD PSA about spoilers.
Yes.
So that is going to be dropping on this coming Wednesday.
Learn your lessons. Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, you can also find the YouTube channel easily by going to geekradiodaily.com.
There it is.
And just clicking the YouTube link that we have right there, it'll take you directly to youtube.com/CH7Z9Q.
_ winky cat face.
Yeah, and so we're trying to get it to where it's youtube.com/geekradiodaily. And that's why we need you guys to subscribe.
Which one is the backslash?
I just searched on YouTube and subscribed.
What? Right.
See?
Here.
We See did how it. Easy it is?
So I believe that we are under 40 away. So we're trying to get to that. So that way it'll be a lot easier. And that way we can create additional content that is easier to find and build the audience.
We should walk around with a bag of candy and be like, hey, subscribe to us and get a piece of candy.
Yeah, there is no way I'm not getting arrested if I do that.
It's at a convention, Rich.
You should have charges pending for that.
Yeah, it's true.
It didn't say get in my van.
All right, is that 50 yards away? All right, here's your candy.
Okay, that wasn't creepy at all. So.
Why do I have the feeling that's going to be my next drop at the next convention we do?
Yeah.
22-minute mark.
Okay. What? No, I'm just saying where we are. I'm keeping up with time, so we're not late for the next
thing. That's smart. But we're also trying to create a lot of content for the Patreon subscribers because we've had some for a very long time, raking in that $29 each and every month from those fine folks, those nine folks. But we're trying to build that so that way we can get additional gear that occasionally needs to be replaced. If anything, getting a hamburger for the wonderful Billy Flynn at a convention so he can recharge, because Lord knows it takes a lot of energy to talk as fast as he does. So check out our Patreon.
Do you know
and
how
subscribe
fast
and
you
help
said
us out.
That? Do you have any idea how fast? Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Was that an impression?
No, that wasn't an impression.
No, okay. I was wondering.
No, my impression of you would be, all right, guys, it's fantastic.
That's dead on, brother. That's dead on.
Nailed it.
Yeah, Green Lantern.
Right here. Oh, see? See? The core, man. You do not insult the core.
I know you guys are huge fans of the movie.
Oh. That just happened.
I don't think anyone ever said that. If you want to hear one of the saddest shows ever, I can go back and find the episode, but where I reviewed the movie and I'm like, so yeah, they made this Green Lantern movie. There's about, 10 minutes of it that's pretty good. The rest of it, no.
I like the movie.
All the good parts of that movie made it into the Deadpool.
Did you really?
Yes.
You made it into the Deadpool credits?
How could you have liked the movie?
Because all I knew about Green Lantern was what I saw in Justice League.
That should have made you madder.
That was good.
Look, the best part about
I like
that-
bad movies like Van Helsing and like.
That's true. Oh, yeah. He likes Van Helsing.
Another one? Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunter.
He likes it as Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunter.
It wasn't terrible. It really wasn't terrible.
I loved it. Actually, fortunately, with the Green Lantern movie, it helps when I'm on stage doing the burlesque show. When I get out there, people are like, oh, take it off. Oh, and it's like, look, I'm the MC. It's not my job. But I always tell people, it's a little bit like the Green Lantern movie. It seems like a good idea until you see it. So.
What happens?
17.
So says your wife.
Oh, wow. It's getting a little real up in here.
Let me tell you, that's real and it hurts. Okay.
And now we're back to Siegfried and restraining orders.
24 minutes and 38 seconds is another drop for Rich.
Okay. Okay, cool. We got this. So yeah, so in a moment there actually will be prizes and goofiness and all kinds of wonderful crap of that nature. Normally we would do, you know, Normally we'd do mail here, but we don't have time for that, so we're not going to worry about that. So just sit tight and we'll be back to throw out prizes.
Calling all Dungeons & Dragons fans. If you like actual play podcasts, then I urge you to check out a new one. It's called You Meet in a Tavern, starring a halfling monk with a Napoleon complex, an honorable human paladin with an arsenal of horrible impressions, and an animal-loving half-elf druid whose bonds are covalent and mortgage-backed. We are 420-somethings with dull jobs by day, letting our inner nerd kid shine through our first ever D&D 5th edition campaign together. Come listen to our quest on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at YMIA Tavern. That's You Meet in a Tavern, because every good story starts in a bar.
Hi kids, Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Welcome to the Cheap Geek Second Run Movie Review, watching movies at the $2 theater to save money for drinks after. And here he is, your host, Alcoholic.
What am I doing? Movie review. Oh, yeah. I wanted to see Kong Skull Island. Spoiler alert. He's a huge ape. I did not expect much of this movie, but I figured a slow, nothing happening until the last 5 minutes. The premise is that Dan from Roseanne, looking much thinner. What? Who? Oh, John Goodman believes that there's giant creatures on Earth, and to prove that he's not a crackpot, he wants to find these giant creatures. We see Kong in the first minutes of the movie. He meets his Fay Wray, and we have a big old fight against some nightmarish huge creature near the end, and some people survive. But overall, it was worth the price of $2, and though I did skip the 3D version. Now, I stayed to the end, and no spoiler, but it was worth it. The after movie beverage was a purple monkey dishwasher, a porter beer by the Evil Genius Beer Company, which was delicious. This ended the night of fighting kaiju. This is Alcoholic for GeekRadioDaily.com, and remember, make mine a double again.
Because that was a good idea, I'm sure. We did a random contest.
It started where
we talk and things just happen.
Somebody said something. I was like, yeah, we should do a contest about having an intoxicant sommelier. Somebody who basically tells us what kind of altered mental state that you should be in while watching a particular movie. And it could have been anything from an illegal substance, something that is legal, to you stepping on a Lego and then going to watch something because of the pain that you're in, or Sandra, who's one of my favorites, who basically talks about it's like a kid's movie and what kind of wine pairs really well with it.
Because parents need this help. You need to know this.
And so we had multiple entries, and we decided to take all three of them as winners.
Exactly. Everyone. So if you had entered, you would have won. And I'm not going to point anybody, but there should be one from somebody in this room coming sometime in the future.
Ooh.
Who could that be?
I don't know.
Ooh, you know what? Maybe next convention that particular person is at, the very lovely Jet, maybe she should do a live one.
Ooh.
She's
you saw
she's
me yesterday. Why
right
did you say
now?
Something?
It's not too late.
Okay. Oh, and apparently I labeled that the 274 break return. So this is episode 274. I've forgotten at least one of them already.
I think that was one of the numbers I said.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
Let's rewind the tape. We're going to pause the show and rewind the tape.
No. Are you giving me a slow clap?
I am.
Ah. Some mommy phone?
Yeah.
Yay!
My God, white people clapping.
I know, right? It drives me crazy, man.
On the one and the three. Jesus, you're clapping on the one and the three.
As one of two white guys on the drum line in high school. Yeah, yeah. You people can't clap. You people can't clap at all.
What do you mean, you people?
I mean you people who, with your flailing and your howdy-doody arms, your Kermit's having a spasm moment there.
It was my showing that I was in trouble.
And I'm sure it was.
Have you seen Team America?
Oh, I have.
Don't do this in a short sleeve shirt, dude. That way.
Oh, let's play a game.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it? Can you spot a line?
Oh, hell no.
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Indeed. So it is time for the multiverse's favorite guessing game, Show Enough, Oh Hell No. Down at the inn, our mystery guest, who signed in a long time ago, is going to be telling us true facts about himself. And your esteemed panel here will determine whether or not those are true or false, do we believe? Oh, you're making the list. Cool.
I'm actually going to keep score.
Wow.
Until
and
the
how
end.
Do people win this game, though, if we're the ones playing?
Okay, so we need people to play with us. So, Saucy, did you win last time?
I think potentially. You
did. So, somebody from the audience who wants to play with Saucy. All right, Frank.
Nobody saw that coming.
Right. I haven't won in a while, so I'm due. Let's play with me in the back. Yep. Gotcha. All right. And then podcasting is Sigfresh.
Subway. It's Sigfresh.
All right, Rich, who's playing with you?
I believe there's a youngster back there with an awesome hat.
That's the boom.
Awesome hat.
And then who is playing with Flynn?
Wow, there's so many people.
I think everyone in the room could maybe have a prize because we've got lots of prizes. But who the winner will get to pick first. Oh, wow, so okay. You've got Crystal with you.
Oh, I thought you meant I had everybody else. No, that's that's mine. That's mine.
All right. So he'll tell us some true facts, and we'll have to try to guess.
See, y'all have already screwed up because you all should have wanted to play with me. Because I know the answers.
Hey, wait a second. You're a ringer.
I am not. I'm married.
<Woo-hoo>. Wait, doesn't that mean you're a ringer?
Hi-o!
Oh, is that the question?
All right, so true fact number one, I, Publishing's John Hartness, was the captain of my high school mathematics team.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Well, I was indeed captain of my high school mathematics team.
Aha! I have faith in you.
And spent a two-hour interrogation session in the principal's office facing a two-week suspension for hijinks performed on a math team trip that involved shooting bottle rockets off of a balcony at people in the hotel parking lot from the 10th floor and drinking Mad Dog 2020 while watching
wow.
A movie Raw.
Now, see, if he had asked if that was true or false,
everybody would have said show enough. Yeah.
No, you know how I knew that? Nobody ever says they were captain of the math team unless they want you to know that. That's how I do that.
I, Publishing's John Hartness.
Oh, that's you.
That's me. I have a master's degree in creative writing.
Oh, no. Phones are down. You do trivia. We don't cheat. This is not an open book test. You know it counts.
Saucy says show enough. I say, oh, hell no.
I think you're a self-made man.
Oh, hell no. I don't believe you're educated.
Oh, hell no. I'm a grad school dropout, and I was studying arts administration.
See, I was thinking maybe math. Ah.
No, oh, hell no. I drive a pickup truck. That's not the fact.
Okay.
That is a fact.
Okay.
And contrary to popular opinion upon seeing the typically dirty pickup truck, it is actually purple, not black.
Huh.
I say show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Someone has to be the contrarian. Oh, hell no.
Show enough.
Of course it is.
Saucy finally gets a point, ladies and gentlemen. Saucy finally gets a point.
Yay! None of them matter.
The score is currently Flynn's just 2, Flynn 2, Saucy 1, and Rich is in the lead with 3 points.
I will lose it at some point in time.
None of those 3 points matter.
You've been saying that since you were 14.
I know, I keep hoping.
So last week is what you're saying. Once upon a time, Publishing's John Harkness had hair with frosted tips.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
I did mention I'm a married man, right?
Mm-hmm.
My wife once said, I want to do something different to your hair.
Oh, hold on a second. It was not added that it was by choice or not.
Yeah, he just said he had it. No. Wait, who else said? I got it right. Who else did?
That was me.
Shown off. All right, me. Flynn.
I really thought it was just, you know, for your love of late 80s, early 90s music.
It was more my love of a blonde-haired woman with great tracts of land.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Get your game on.
Hey.
Sounds like you already did.
So renowned fat guy and Publishing's John Harkness once won a wing-eating contest defeating a native of Buffalo, New York.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough.
Drop to show enough.
Oh!
With
Oh, that's the wrong button. Sorry. That's the button.
I guess we'll fix that in post.
Nope. Oh, we don't need no stinking post.
Nope. Did you say Shona?
Yeah. Not only did I win the wing eating contest, there was not a single spot of sauce in the illustrious beard of Harkness.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Now, see, that would have been the question I would have said, oh, hell no to right there.
Home skillet had wing sauce from earlobe to earlobe, and I was perfectly clean because I'm not only fat, but also styling and profiling.
You want to get down and run?
I have one fact left.
Oh, hey.
I'm ready.
No.
And this one is worth 5 points.
That's why the rest didn't matter.
Woo!
After my visit to Arsenal Inc. in Kennesaw, Georgia to get tattooed by my good friend, author James R. Tuck, I now have more than 10 tattoos. Only three are currently visible.
Damn, we'd know the answer to this if we went to the parties with him last night.
He said he wanted to be naked. That would have given the whole thing away.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. The question is what kind of tramp stamp one of them could be. You know, that would really inform.
Fluttershy.
I was thinking Chaplin. Back hair growing back in is really, really itchy.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. To 10, I think so. I think show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Depending on how you count this one, I top out at either 7 or 8.
Oh! Well then.
You still win, though.
I win?
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, so Billy Flynn, I believe the person you were playing for is the gentleman in the coat over there. What is your name? Oh, was you over there? Oh, sorry, there was a check mark, and I thought it was for somebody else. I'm sorry.
What we're going to do is we'll have everybody come up after the show is done and pick their prizes.
You're going to be picking the prizes.
Cool. In which there's not a whole hell of a lot of time left. So everybody tell everybody where you're going to be and how they can spend money with you. John?
I will be downstairs in the dealer room at the Falstaff Books table, and you can buy my stuff at either johnhartness.com or falstaffbooks.com.
I'm happy to be pimping it.
Where you gonna be, Saucy? You got panels.
Yeah, no, I'm on a Weird Westerns panel later on. And then tomorrow at noon, I'm at a, if it's Tuesday, it must be in a wheelchair panel, where I'm going to be moderating.
Chris, you on that?
I am.
Flynnstress is going to be, what's that?
She has this.
Uh-huh. Never mind.
She has a baby.
She got a baby. Myself. And wonderful Billy Flynn, we've got the Lost Skeleton of Kadavra, which if you're not familiar,
you heard of it.
It's a fantastic movie, and in fact, it is the very first shadow cast of that flick ever in history.
Yeah, in the world.
And it will also be, that's not the only first that it's going to be, it's going to be the first time that the audience has ever seen something like that, because it is the first shadow cast of that movie ever. But it's also going to be the first shadow cast in front of that audience, seeing it for the first time with the actual mutant head from the film itself.
Someone from the film is participating.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and well, then right after that, we have The Masquerade.
That is true. Well, see, I did that
one. In the same room. Mm-hmm. In the same large auditorium right after The Lost Skeleton of Cadaver, which starts at 4 is the pre-show. At 7 is The Masquerade, which of course goes from 7 to 9 because, as you know, all masquerades are completely punctual and never run over.
And I didn't bring the Kobayashi Review tree.
The last couple of years of being within that tour.
Well, that's true. But we also didn't bring the Kobayashi Review trivia. So hopefully the Masquerade has their own halftime entertainment, as they're supposed to.
That lady's going to be singing.
That lady's going to be singing?
Who's singing at the opening ceremonies.
Oh, cool. Good.
I'm sorry, she keeps trying to tell us.
Destiny Beard.
See?
Destiny Beard.
I did
Destiny
forget.
Turns on the radio.
Oh, Harkness.
I did sorry, forget that I, immediately following this panel, I will be, I don't remember if we're downstairs or upstairs, but I'll be on the other floor doing the Broad Universe rapid fire reading where I will be reading the infamous Sasquatch Dong fight scene.
Okay. Glad I asked that.
Wait, no, is this the Squatch from the Beeflink jerky commercials?
Much worse.
Okay. Ooh.
This is from the Bubba the Monster Hunter.
The one from the second of the new MSTs. Ha ha ha. And let's see. Oh my God. So yeah, 4 o'clock large auditorium, Lost Skeleton. 4:20, the actual movie of Lost Skeleton. 7 to 9, the masquerade in the large auditorium. Then at like 9:20-ish in the large auditorium, my band Paradox Machine is playing. I'll be in that room for like 7 hours. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see me, that's where I'm going to be.
Bring food, booze, and deodorant.
Thank you for coming out and being at RavenCon! GOD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, non derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you. Go get the app. Go sign up like she did in 5 seconds on the YouTube page for all the goodness. And when you get a chance, drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Alright. Or you could always send a voicemail. They can hear you.
510. GRD crew.
You're whispering. Just talk to them.
510 GRD crew.
That's the way you do it.
Welcome to Nerd School.
Nerd. Good night, suckers.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Hey, everybody. You know, we have a lot of fun here on the Satellite of Love.
That's right, but we'd like to get serious for a moment and talk about a real problem.
Hybrid B-movies, Sharktopus, Piranaconda, and the like.
It's not okay to just combine an animal with a disaster and release it as a bad-on-purpose movie.
So we're drawing a line in the sand.
No longer shall the public be fooled by deliberately stupid junk disguised as sincere, heartfelt junk.
And we're going to patent as many as-yet-unmade hybrid B-movie titles as we can, just to keep them out of the hands of those who would use them for wrong.
That's right. Movies like Snowcano and Triceroquake.
Gatorlanch, Horstapus, Pugslide.
Narwhalrus, Arctic Terror.
Blitzfrog.
Swanpedo.
Frankensnake Rift Beaver versus Outer Space Napalm Muskrat.
Volcanosaurus Rex.
Woolly Klamath.
Streptococcus Spaniel.
What? How do they get an on-screen text crawl?
Jonah must have hacked our video plumbing. Why didn't we think of Streptococcus Spaniel?
We have got to claim some of the titles. Quicksandvalanche. Amadeusaurus.
Skeebolicos.
Robo Bonobo. Darn it, that's already on the list.
Mecha Shakespeare Kane.
Platypocalypse versus Clownosaurus.
Caraboo, because it's a ghost. Boo!
An underground coyote prawn meets the tsunami crab. Oh,
my God!